Welcome to our first ever Canonbury Code Digital Leaders podcast. We've had really good fun in the last term in our Digital Leaders Club putting this together.
In this podcast, we will be interviewing teachers and pupils about their learning.
We've put a lot of time into this podcast, so we hope you enjoy.
Hi, we're Desi Interviews. This is our first interview episode. Hope you enjoy. I'm Dakota, and here with me is my friend Zora. Today we're going to be asking her a few questions about school. So, how do you feel being the second person on our interview podcast?
Fine.
Okay, so what is your favourite book?
Since I've been reading this book called The Magic Finger, it's actually been really good because this little girl, she's not related to this family, but she lives with them, and she has a magic finger. So whenever she uses it, it grows.
Well, that sounds like a great book. So how's been school lately?
It's actually been really cool because we've had loads of assessments. Not going to lie, I really do love assessments.
Okay, next question. What have you been learning about in school?
Well, as I said before, we've done a lot of assessments lately, which...
Okay, fair. Is there something you are looking forward to in your lessons?
I am looking forward to our second maths assessment because I love math.
Okay, that's all our questions for today.
Hello, I'm John and I'm interviewing Kiara about our Year 4 science work, teeth. What are incisors, Kiara?
Incisors are at the front of your teeth and they are used for biting chunks of food.
What are canines?
Canines are sharp, but not very sharp. They are also used for ripping and tearing food.
Why is it good to have canines?
I think it's good to have canines because if we didn't have any canines, if we ate meat, we wouldn't be able to eat it properly.
What are molars?
Molars are at the back of your teeth, and they are used for grinding food and making them into smaller bits until they're small enough to digest.
What are premolars?
Premolars are in front of your molars, and they have a flat surface. They are used for crushing food.
What are wisdom teeth?
Wisdom teeth are extra teeth that you sometimes grow when you're an adult.
How many do you get when normally?
I would say about 4.
What do herbivores eat?
Herbivores eat plants and vegetables and all that stuff.
What do carnivores eat?
Carnivores eat other animals. For example, like lions, they eat buffalo. They can eat birds, they can eat anything.
What do omnivores eat?
Omnivores, for example, are like us humans and they eat plants and meat.
Why is it good to keep healthy?
It's good to keep healthy because I think it's good to keep healthy because if you don't keep healthy, maybe you could have something wrong with the function of your body.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Jean. Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Charlie and today we are talking about school computing. First, we'll talk about what it's like. Computing is fun, entertaining and safe for children under parent supervision, but coding is safer. Now we are going to ask Lawrence about the school computing. How is it like?
Hi there, Charlie. So yeah, our school computing, we do them in each year group. We even do a little bit in early years, down in reception and nursery. And it's about embracing bits of technology that are around us. We use educational ones like Google Classroom and all of their apps. Even into when we get to the top of the school, we make vector drawings of different shapes. We record things on BandLab for podcasts. We do some 3D designs on Tinkercad. There are lots of wonderful things. But really, I think it's nice that we embrace a lot of different technological opportunities that are out.
Well, I guess you've answered my next question. Are you doing a job of club? And I guess it's coding, right?
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, it's coding. And I think what's a nice thing, Charlie, is I know you're a regular at my coding club, but I think it's a good time for us to advertise what it's like. So we do a lot of work on Scratch, don't we?
Yeah.
And we even play with the different programs that are out there. We will learn about the different coders, and we've become really sophisticated about making like types of games. So it's a really good club where you can come and learn about coding at a basic level and building up into loads of your skills to try and learn how to make programs, games, using block coding. Look at Scratch if you're interested to see what most of it looks like.
It also answered my final question. Can you just explain a bit more of what this club is like?
We are up in Ashcloss for the coding club. We each use a Chromebook most of the time to follow a template or a project for us to do through on Raspberry Pi, isn't it, that we use? And we did one this week that was about having a fly catching dragonflies and frogs around the screen and chasing it with your mouse pointer, which was a really nice little game. And even at some points we got the micro bits out, tried to make some of the things that micro bits were created by the BBC, and we got a free set at school, which I'm hoping that everybody can start using across the summer. And it's a really amazing way of to make messages, name badges. They can even be used as sensors. A really fascinating project for us to get started with.
They look very cool.
Yeah, they are really cool. We've got a few in our class and we've used them before, and I'm glad you think they're cool, Charlie.
And that's how the school computing is like, and we hope you have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks, Charlie.
Hello, it's Ruby Lotney here, and I'm with Tanya Collis, and I'm going to be to ask her here what it is to be a teacher. What is it like to be a teacher?
It's busy. There's lots going on, but no days are the same, and it's also really fun.
Do you get angry a lot?
I don't think I get angry a lot. There are days when I get angry, but...
Yeah, everyone has a day to get angry.
Exactly, everyone has a day to get angry, but I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Do you like the bonfire night?
I enjoyed it, I love it. I always look forward to the bonfire night.
Do you like the kids you teach?
Yes, I always like the kids that I teach.
Do you have a favourite child in the class?
No favourites.
So all equally?
All equally, but you all have different personalities that I love, that make our class what it is.
What has your class been learning about?
Do you have a specific topic, subject?
Well, English, maths is my favourite, so.
So maths, we've been looking at area. We did some addition and subtraction as well.
You know, my favourite thing about math is column method.
Yeah, I could tell.
So that is all of the questions I have for you today. But you can find more to go on to Kenyon Primary School. You can find loads more too.
Hello, I'm Emily, and today I'm interviewing Phoenix about school.
Hi.
How's school been lately?
Well, it's been like fine, normal.
Nice. What is your favourite topic that would you like to do in like school?
That's a hard question. I like all PE.
Nice. What is your favourite book to read?
Do like Julius Zebra, but we're learning about that.
What have you been learning about in history lately?
History, the Romans.
Nice.
I love the Romans because we learn about new things.
What is your favourite thing to do in the arts, or what have you been doing in art?
Well, we're doing mosaics. Nice. About the Romans. They're it's so fun.
What is your favourite thing to do in PE?
I like to do this game when you have three players. Mm-hmm. You have cones and you have to protect the cones.
Nice.
Three other players have to get the other cones.
Is it kind of like Home Alone?
Yes,
basically like that. And last question, what do you think is an easy topic for you?
Or like a hard one if you want? Maybe English, because you have to do writing.
What about in maths? Anything hard that you have to do?
It's pretty easy. I like maths.
And that's all the questions for today. Hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there we have it. They're all our interviews for this term. We hope you had a really nice experience listening to about the things we've got up to. Big shout outs to Isaiah, Patrick and Ruby for our great introduction, Charlie, Dakota, Zora, Jean, Kiara, Tanya, Emily and Phoenix for all of their interviews.
Happy Christmas!